Welcome to the third season and episode 349 of the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 95-52. Nature produced us related to one another, since she created us from the same source and to the same end. She engendered in us mutual affection and made us prone to friendships. She established fairness and justice. According to her ruling, it is more wretched to commit than to suffer injury. Through her orders, let our hands be ready for all that needs to be helped. Seneca here is at once explaining the fundamental Stoic concept of okeiosis, or appropriation of other people's concerns, and partially anticipating modern discoveries in evolutionary and developmental moral psychology. Essentially, the Stoics believed that human beings are naturally prone to virtue, meaning that we have an instinctive sense of right and wrong, which we immediately, as soon as we're born, apply to ourselves and to people closest to us. Later on, reason allows us to gradually expand our circles of concern until we include all of humanity in them, because we realize that even people that we don't know or who live on the other side of the planet are just like us, endowed with the same capacities and moved by the same concerns. This expanding of our circles of ethical concern is the process of okeiosis. Modern primatologists and developmental psychologists have confirmed this broad scenario, while of course using different terminology. Instead of saying that we are naturally virtuous, modern scientists say that we are naturally pro-social, because we evolved as a highly social species of primates. And yes, it is indeed reason that allows us to transcend our instinctive concerns, which tend to be limited to ourselves and our family, and to expand them to encompass abstract entities such as humanity as a whole, or even other species and the environment itself. So today, reflect on your default priorities and see if you cannot find a way to be helpful to people outside of your normal circles of concern. In other words, flex the cosmopolitan muscle in you. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will return with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you.